Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning.
It is a great morning in Commerce.
And I'm going to have you introduce your guest that you always bring here in just a moment. Just want to take a minute. The last time you and I sat down here to talk, Dennis White was with you, and then just stunned to hear a few days after that that he'd been killed in an accident in Austin. I just don't know how to comprehend that.
Just a terrible loss for our community, heck, for the world. I mean, he's just one of these folks that this world needs more of, and it's a sad, sad loss for us all.
Yeah, Dennis was with the First Presbyterian Church, and in the capacity that we talked to him here with the Commerce Food Pantry. So,
right.
Well, we'll move on from that, but what a shock that was. Well, you have brought a guest with you.
I have. I'm very honored this morning to have a friend volunteer in our community that wears many hats, and today he's here visiting with us about the Commerce Public Library, and that is Jim Patton.
Jim, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Jim,
glad to be here.
The building, the library building, I think people are familiar with, and it's a beautiful building, but it requires a lot of maintenance.
It does. It's a building that was built by the Postal Service and occupied first in 1917. And served as the main library for the City of Commerce until 1972, when they built the new building next door and moved out. At that time, the Postal Department gave the building to the City of Commerce, and through the lobbying efforts of a lot of the community leaders in the library, friends of the library staff at that time, Maud Johnson, Arthur West, and several others, the city agreed to let the library, Friends of the Library, operate that in and maintain ownership by the city. Through the years, as this thing approaches its 100th birthday, it has increased, and so there are a lot of things that need to be done. It has some leak problems. We have deteriorating woodwork on the outside, and those are things that we've been working with the city to try to come up with some budget, and possibly next year a bond issue that would help support that.
I knew that had been talked about, and that might still come up.
It probably next year. Our hope is next year. We'll be in a position, and the city will, to try to pitch that to the community so that we can prove to them the benefits of having a public library.
Still looking at that down the road.
Yep.
Well, now the thing that Commerce Community Cares is most involved in as far as the library is concerned are the educational programs.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people probably aren't aware of a lot of those programs.
Well, the Commerce Public Library does a whole lot that most people, unless they use the library, don't know about. Anybody who lives in Commerce or the surrounding communities really can become a member of the Commerce Public Library. They can check out books. They can check out movies. They can check out books on tape. They can check out music, audio recordings. We also have e-books so that if they have a library card, they can set up an account and download ebooks for their Kindle or Nook or whatever they are, their computer, and listen to books on their electronic devices. I have in front of me right now the director's report from the month of March. And during the month of March, we had 899 print items that were checked out, which would have been books. We had 68 non-print items, which would have been the audio tapes or movies or things like that. The e-books, if I can find where those are, were 138 books.
Wow.
So a lot of people are learning that the technology is there and they can get access to that through the public library at absolutely no cost.
Dick, we're going to talk with Dick for the remaining minute or so about how the drive is going, the annual Commerce Community Cares Drive. And you just guys recently put up a sign to help everybody see how you're doing, kind of right. close to the Lone Star Eatery.
Right, exactly. It's a progress thermometer, and if you'll notice it at the intersection of Culver and 24 there, 50. And it's showing about 75% of our goal has been reached, and so we really need the help of the community to get to the rest of that. We had a goal of $27,500 this year, so please think about giving. P.O. Box 1321 is our mailing address, 75429, or you can go to our website, PayPal, Commerce Community Cares, all spelled out, .org is another way. Bring it by the Chamber of Commerce, City Hall. If you want to give, anybody will take the money.
You could probably even come to the library.
The library, of course, would be happy to take that donation as well.
Dick and Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You bet.
Thank you, John Mark.
Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Jim Patton representing the Commerce Public Library. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.